I just want to dig into God's Word with you today. And 1 Peter 5:10 is where we're going to be at. But before we get there, how about a little foundation? And when I mean a foundation, one of the things that I've always been able to teach my family, my kids, and my friends is God never wastes a minute. Whatever it is you're doing in your life, God can use. It doesn't matter if it's with one people, 10,000 people, a small community or a country or this world, God has never wasted a minute. And by saying that, I just want to kind of start this with a little bit of how do we get to where God wants us? What is God really looking for in me on a day-to-day basis, a week-to-week basis, a year-to-year basis, and eventually my life? When I look back at my life and people look at me, what is it that they see? Well, I want to know, am I a resilient spirit? What do I mean by resilient? Well, I hate to be the guy that brings this up, but as you know, we have had some storms. We've had some tragedies. We've had some downtrodden times. We've had some anguish. We've had all those things that the world want to make sure you know happens. But you don't have to look far, because I'm going to be the guy that lets you know they are coming. Storms are on the horizon. And within those storms, there are storms within those storms. And there are things that happen that you need to be prepared for. So when we talk about being resilient, or even a resilient community because of the things that we go through, how do we become resilient? Well, I would add that number one, we have to have a plan. And that plan has to be able to basically say, how do I get where I'm going when things go wrong? Because they will go wrong. So in this plan, it's kind of like what you hear on TV all the time. Okay, what's your plan? When a storm's coming, where do I go? Did I have the right insurance? Am I prepared in the way that my plans, my family knows where I'll be in case something really drastic happens? So where is your plan to make sure that you know where you're heading? Within that plan, you have to be prepared. You hear it all the time. Hey, where's your batteries? Hey, do you have a NOAA weather radio? All of the preparation you do is what makes your plan successful. So this plan that you put into place has to have preparation. It's your day-to-day thinkings of how you do things. When you do this and you do it correctly, what you begin to do is you're able to now absorb the storm that's coming. When I talk about absorbing a storm, it's kind of like when you have these new building codes. And if you build something the right way, when the storms come, you have less damage and you're able to recover sooner. Which brings me to that last point. How do we recover from the storms that are coming? How we recover says everything about how resilient we have become. So yes, we are learning how to be a resilient community, but more than that, we need a resilient spirit. How do we, our spirit beings, bounce back from a difficult situation? Because James 1:12, he also said, way before I ever said it, consider it all joy when these various trials come. So James is saying, hey, they're coming. Well, right now, this community should be full of joy because I think we've had various trials. So let's dig right into 1 Peter 5:10. It says, after you've suffered for a little while, the God of grace who has called you through into his eternal glory through Christ will perfect, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Yes, that's right. Even God understands resiliencies. When he says perfect, he's saying, hey, this perfection that I have for you, that's a plan. And this plan is one that if you just buy into, I promise you, you will come out on the other side more resilient, more full, and you will be able to stand the test of time. He said, I'm going to confirm you, which means, hey, I'm confirming these things because I'm preparing you for them. If he can confirm us, then we can be prepared when these storms come. We will have the things we need whenever we're ready. How does he strengthen us? When he strengthens us, we're able to absorb the things that come at this at sometimes exceeding speeds of how we even can focus. There's so much trouble in this world sometimes. However, God is the key. He can strengthen us. He can bring us through this. And at the end, He'll establish us. We recover because we are established in a word that is without void. It will always come back according to what God has set it out to do. His word is the only word that will always recover. We want to be set up in that. So let's dig a little bit into these things. So when we talk about God perfecting me, what is he really talking about? What is God's plan? Well, right now, God's plan has never changed ever since the day that man has failed miserably. The failure that we have in our disobedience, God's plan is bigger. God's plan of redemption through Jesus Christ is what we need in our lives. And when we buy into that plan, when we say, you know what? I know storms are coming and I'm tired of doing it my way. I'm ready to do it your way, God. Because the stripes that were taken on Jesus's backs, that was for our healings. And there's some brokenness out there. There's some things in this world today that I just can't control. And there's, you hear the pandemics, you hear all these things, but those stripes that were taken on his back were for our healing. That's a plan I want to buy into. But not only that, it says that by he was beaten and bruised for our iniquities. He took the punishment of our sin that day so that we wouldn't have to. And more than that, that plan gives us his blood, that precious blood that says, not only did I pay the price, but now you can be forgiven because of the blood that I shed. That blood is so precious that it's been said that if one drop hit this earth, everything in the world would be cleansed in a moment. I'm buying into that. I know God's plan for my life. I don't want to miss out. I just need to know that his plan is greater than anything that I could ever come up with. Now, when you hear a scripture like Jeremiah 29:11, we all can quote it. We all know it. It says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and not a future. Man, when you look at that now and you don't worry about how you walk day to day, but you understand the real hope that he has for you is that you're going to live eternally next to his son, Jesus Christ, in heaven because of this plan. It's not just so you can live prosperously here on this earth. Your future is to be with Jesus and live in heaven, and that you are going to have a hope of eternity in Christ. And he doesn't want you to have calamity. He doesn't want you in eternal damnation. He wants you to be with him in heaven. That's Jeremiah 29:11 and his plan. We want to walk that plan. Now we get into confirm. What is Peter talking about when he says confirm? When we're confirmed, or we prepare, all this Bible study we do, all these services we go to, all of the serving we do for people, it's so that we can be confirmed, or the way it's stated is so that God can set truth upon our heart. I can know the Bible. I can read the Bible. I can use God's principles, but I need God's word set up on my heart. So when we talk about preparing for the storms, just like I mentioned, we need our batteries, we need our gas tanks full, we need all of these things, knowing the storm's coming and how do I get ready? God's word is how we get ready in a resilient spirit. That's how we prepare. And it's not just reading his word, understanding it's his word. It's getting a revelation from the Most High God of how his word is to be applied in my life, not yours. I'm responsible for the word that is put in my life. I can teach you what I've been taught, but I can never reveal to you God's rhema word. His word is so much better than the words that I speak to you. It's having a relationship with him that you have to be able to get into and say, God, what do you need from me? What does this mean? And I know sometimes it's hard and you just can't crack that truth. Well, just put it aside. Just keep moving. God will reveal his word to you when you need it. Just be prepared. The Bible says that we have to hide his word in our heart. You know why we don't put it in our heart? Because the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Not your life, but the word in your heart. It's too easy for words to fall upon you and fall away. Fall upon you, fall away. Stir you for a little while, be stolen away. when we hide the word in our hearts, when we trust that that strong tower that we run into is protecting that word and that God is in control of it, we know that it's going to be there when it's time. We need a revelation of God's word that is accessible when we run into these troubled times. It's a must. You have to have it. I need it. You need it. This world needs it today. But more than that, more than taking care of me and you, it's we have to be prepared to give an account of the hope that's in us. The same gospel that I say, that is a plan that I'm in, all in, the same plan, I have to be able to give an account to that. And if I can tell them it in God's words and not in my experience, God will do the work. Colossians just says that all it is I plant, I water, God will increase. But I have to be able to give an account, which means I have to be prepared with His word at any given time. How does He strengthen us? What does it mean to strengthen something? Well, you can build something out of paper or you can build it out of concrete. Which one would you rather be in when a storm shows up? There's in Matthew 7, it talks about Jesus Himself says, hey, everyone that hears and acts on the words of my mouth compares himself to a wise man. It's a man who builds his house upon a rock. And when the rains and the winds and the floods come, it will not fall. It literally says when it slams against it, it will not fall. So what are these rains and winds and floods? We know well what they are, but maybe I can give you another aspect. Rains to me, kind of like on the way here today, it was raining. You know what I had to do? I had to make sure I got to my truck without getting too wet. I had to make sure I didn't drive as crazy as I might drive. If I drive crazy, I'm just saying. As I might drive, I had to worry about, did I have everything put away that I didn't want to get wet? Was there an umbrella around for my wife if she needed to go somewhere? So rains are kind of these little problems that just come into our life. Can I pay the electricity bill this month or do I pay the water bill this month? How do I help somebody in need because they've called me and they need a ride somewhere, but man, I was already busy. Rains are just kind of those things, they just kind of happen. And so you just got to kind of keep flowing with them. Maybe you do have a cough today. Maybe your grandchild's sick and now you got to help somebody go to the doctor. Rains are those just things that just happen. It's kind of like a little fox running through your field and you're just trying and he's just nagging you and nagging you. But if you don't deal with it, he could destroy your entire crop. What about winds? What are winds? To me, when I think about winds, I think about people. And I know this might be a little harsh, but you know, sometimes people just want to say, you know, the winds just, you can't help it. The winds just have to happen. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it my way. Hey, you ought to do it this way. Oh, let me tell you about whole troublesome me. Oh, well, maybe you ought to do this. Maybe we shouldn't do that. Why is he doing this? Oh, let me tell you a little, you know what I heard? These winds are just these things that just these voices just continuously just over and over again. So when you add those winds with all your own problems that are going on, things, man, it starts to get a little crazy in here. And now I'm starting to do, hey, I just assume go inside, shut the door and be done. But when the floods come, we're talking about calamities. We are talking about these hurricanes. We are talking about if your house burns down. We are talking about cancer in your life. Floods are things that are calamities that you don't control. You can try. You can fight your way through it. You can study. You can do all the things you want. But if you haven't been strengthened because you're prepared, you're going to have a long road ahead of you. You can't absorb the things that this world throws at you because you didn't prepare. You didn't have a plan. But with God, you can be strengthened knowing that He is a good God and He's always got whatever it is you need, He's got it. And you have access to it because of Jesus Christ. I want to tell you that right now, if the greatest joy is knowing that the joy of the Lord is your strength. I said a little earlier, Man, if we just really believe that scripture, our parish would be so happy right now because we've had it all. But you know what? God's got a bigger plan. He knows what we need. But how do we establish what God has? How does He establish me in all the things that are happening in this world today? How do we recover from these storms that come into our life? We do it through endurance. If we go back to James and we talk about where we started, and it said, consider it all joy when these trials come. The very next verse says, by the testing of your faith, you gain endurance. That's the recovery God's looking for. The reason that He says it's impossible to please me, the reason He says it's impossible to please me without faith, is because God knows the faith in Him, the faith in His plan, the faith in the confirmation and the building of His word in your life, the faith that actually strengthens the word in your life so that you're able to recover, is actually the endurance. It's the permanent basis that establishes you in God's plan. That permanent basis says that no matter what, I am building endurance in you, Dennis, because this storm was only to get you to the next storm. In the next storm, if we do it the right way, not only will you be prepared, but you will benefit by enduring because of what I've done for you. And I just want to end by letting you know that if you want a resilient spirit, and you want to be established in who God has designed you to be, you want to be strengthened because the world is going to throw things at you, and you want to make sure that no matter what comes at you, I will not be shaken. The Bible says, do not be shaken. And when you're strengthened and it just bounces against you and it does not fall, you're a wise man that's built his house upon a rock because you've confirmed the word in your life. That word that will never come back void, because you know the ultimate plan was Christ on this earth for you, that He died. And even Christ said, hey, if there's another way, God, I'll take it. But God's plan is a perfect plan, a plan that I have personally said, I'm in. And because I'm in, I want to have that resilient spirit. And here's the best part of it all. With everything I just said that I have to do, you have to do, where we need to be, it's pretty clear. It says, let us hold fast the confession of my hope. I've got to confess my hope over and over and over again. You know why? Because I'm the only person that'll ever hear every word I say. I have to continuously remind myself of the great hope, the great plan that I'm in. But the best part of it all is the end of that scripture. The most resilient of all this is because God says, for God who promised is faithful. He promised the resilient spirit that I need. He's doing all the work. All I have to do is be willing. So today I just want to end in prayer, because I know that what Jesus has done in me, He can do in you. I know that life is difficult sometimes, but you know what? It's just a test to build your endurance. And right now, if you don't know Jesus, maybe you're saying, oh, He can't be talking to me. There's just way too much going on here. I'm not that person. I don't go to church. I don't even know who this Jesus is. I've heard about God. But right now, you can say, you know what? I'll accept Jesus in my life. I want to begin to learn this plan. How am I redeemed because of what God sees in me? Even in my brokenness, even in my worst days, God sees through my storm. And that plan is Jesus Christ. And I thank you right now that as you accept Him into your life, that you confess that you are a sinner and that the storms that are coming and the storms you're creating, He is a bigger God than that. And we just thank you that right now, He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our resilient spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.